SBS Radio.
Standing at over 348 metres high, Uluru is taller than the Eiffel Tower and London's Shard. The sandstone monolith is a UNESCO World Heritage listed site. It's drawn tourists from all around the world for decades. Now, a surge in tourists to Uluru wanting to climb the rock before a ban kicks in on the 26th of October has prompted outrage from people across Australia. Uluru Kata Jutta National Park manager Mike Misso says it's the busiest they've been in more than a decade.
The number of visitors is very high, and in fact this is one of the busiest periods on records for probably 10 to 15 years. So the numbers of visitors are extremely high at the moment. We haven't done actual counts of the numbers of people climbing the rock, but we know, yeah, it's certainly in the hundreds and probably near a thousand.
Uluru was considered sacred by the land's traditional Aboriginal owners, the Yanungu people. They say the rock's being trashed by visitors climbing up and down it, eroding its surface, dropping rubbish and polluting nearby waterholes. The surge in visitors, which coincides with the school holidays, was captured in a photo published in the Australian newspaper. The paper's headline describing the tourists defying the wishes of the traditional owners as pilgrims also drew criticism. Thomas Mayer is a Zenadeth Kes man who lives on Larrakia land in Darwin. Mr. Mayer spent 18 months travelling Australia with the Uluru Statement from the Heart to garner support for a First Nations voice to Parliament. He's told the ABC he's disappointed by those rushing to climb the sacred site.
It really disgusts me as, you know, not only as an Indigenous person, but as an Australian, you know, the sense of decency, where is it? I mean, The traditional owners have respectfully asked that people do not climb it. And yet, you know, there's this mad rush to disrespect this really generous people.
The 26th of October marks the 34th anniversary of the handover of the Uluru title deeds to the Yanungu people. The land was leased back for 99 years as a national park. Anyone who ignores the new climbing ban will face fines of around $630 and possible prosecution. Stephen Schwer is the CEO of Tourism Central Australia. Mr. Schwer says some people rushing to climb Uluru have been misinformed, thinking the entire park will be closed on the 26th of October, not just the climb. He says there's plenty of other ways to experience Uluru without climbing it.
If people are wanting to get involved in this mad rush to climb the rock, I would ask them to be circumspect, reconsider their motivations, and maybe come next year and do a walk around the rock or a scenic flight over the rock. You don't have to climb it to experience it.
Evan Young, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.